Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on Gwen and Chris, Bill Center of the Padres. Bill, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing?
We are doing fantastic. I have to get your take on the brand new uniforms. I have to say, I love them.
There's nobody that I would rather ask for fashion
than
advice
Center, right?
Than Bill Center, by the way.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You've seen my wardrobe.
That's right.
At least I don't wear hoodies, and to cover up to stay out of the sun in the press box.
The hoodies were the hoodies you're discussing were station issued, Bill. That's why I was wearing them. They were issued by the station. I was just promoting the radio station.
Tell you about 97.3 The Fan.
That's right.
Yeah, no. I love them.
You like the unis?
You know, I do. Now, I've been asked, are they my all-time favorite Padres uniforms? I've always been partial to the 84s. I love the orange and brown trims on the all-white home uniforms. I love the solid brown tops on the road uniforms. Now, here you've got the solid you've got one of your alternates or one of your of the three. You've got a solid brown top. It's even a richer brown than the 1984s. I love the pinstripes. And, Tony, I know your dad loved the pinstripes, too.
Yeah.
I also know the one thing that he didn't really like about those uniforms.
What was – I'm sorry.
The orange.
Oh, the orange, yeah. Listen, when you look at these ones, the orange doesn't really fit with the gold. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No.
Go ahead, Bill.
These uniforms are These uniforms are really perfect for what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the pinstripes. Your dad loved the pinstripes, the brown pinstripes. I know he didn't really like the brown shoes when they had those.
They got so many more options now, you wouldn't even have to go with brown like you used
These
to.
Gwen right. people are shoe crazy. Let me tell you something, Bill. Put up with it every day with this young man over here.
Well, it starts with the grandfather, right, Tony?
Yeah, we like our shoes, man.
They do.
But your grandfather was the one who pounded into your dad's head that, you know, you don't have guys in the clubhouse polish your shoes. You polish your own shoes.
He was a stickler for it.
And Tony did not like polishing the brown shoes, so I remember that.
That's interesting. Bill, what are your thoughts? We haven't had a chance to talk with you since the hiring of Jace Tingler, and I was curious as a Padres historian where you think this hire fits and kind of the hierarchy of Padre hires over the years.
You know, Chris, it interests me how so many people have reached a conclusion on Jace Tingler as to how he's going to be, and the honest to God truth is, no one knows.
Right.
Because he's never had a chance. No one knows. And I don't care if that's a military leader or a business leader or a pro sports leader. Until he starts managing, nobody can tell me how this guy is going to be. I don't know. You don't know. We're going to find out. I like his qualifications. I like a lot of the things that he said. And I like the fact that he does speak Spanish. I think that is a major plus. But do we really know? I don't think so.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that, Bill.
We've been trying to talk everybody off the ledge with the same rhetoric.
Right.
But I don't know if it's working.
Touché. Bill, I got to ask you, I mean, it's the story really in baseball right now is this Astros story, and it continues to seemingly be more and more coming out. What's your take on this? I mean, I told these guys, sign stealing happens all the time. Once you start delving into technology is where it crosses the line. What's your thought on this?
I totally agree. And, Tony, the thing that really stuns me about what I've been reading about the Astros and their sign stealing through technology is they thought they were going to get away with this. I mean, in an age where you've got so many players changing teams, well, anybody with the Astros knows what they're doing. And the second one of those players go to another team, they're going to say, like Mike Friars did, hey, you know what they're doing over there? Yeah. And it's going to get out. How do you think you're going to get away with this?
Yeah. Well, most people who commit crimes or
think
cheat
they're gonna get away with
always think they're going to get away with it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it in the first
this
place.
This one is on the a high scale.
But this is
of
really arrogant.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because think about it, Mike Fiers ends up going to another team in the division. And a team that's competitive in the division. And you're looking like, we cannot get these guys. And inside, he knows.
He knows why they can't get
them. We can't get them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, the second you start doing that, I mean, you're going to have players moving on unless you sign lifetime contracts with everybody who's there. You know, I love the idea of sign stealing. Now, I got to admit that I loved how it used to be even when I was in junior college, is you'd look across the other third base coach and say, hey, I think I picked up their steal sign.
Right. Sure.
That's fine. That's part of the game. But when you start bringing technology in and using long-range lenses and everything else, pardon me. And that's why we've got to this point where you've got three guys standing on the mound with their gloves in the middle of their face hiding what they're saying.
It's true.
I said that.
Because we all think that's overdoing it. Which turns out it may not be.
I was just saying, Bill, I've been critical of pitchers during broadcasts about – you know, being so paranoid about what sign stealing, and it turns out they may have good reason to be paranoid.
You know, they might have the ability to even listen to those guys behind the gloves. I mean, once you bring technology in it, I think you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
I really think you've crossed the line. I don't have any problem with visual saying, or being even a runner being on second, saying, oh, I think I picked up what the curveball sign is. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
But once you bring technology in, I think you cross the line. And to be perfectly honest, we've seen a lot of things with the Houston Astros this past two or three months that have really called into question a lot of their practices.
Yes. Well, we're going to start calling them the Houston Asterisks until further notice, Bill.
Whoa.
So you're more than welcome.
I like that.
You're more than welcome to use that on my dime. Hey, Bill, always great catching up with you. Thanks for the commentary on the unis. Thanks for the manager update. We love chatting baseball with you, and we will do so shortly here in the next couple of months. Thanks again for joining us.
Great. And I do love the new unis. I think that this was the way to go, and I really think they did a good job on this one.
Yeah, agreed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.